know you can't meditate. If you afraid, then come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now let me see you get loose.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, Dog Pound? Draft week is finally here. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours talking Browns, talking about this draft. A lot of stuff to get to. We'll be joined in studio later today by the Crow, Isaiah Crowell, which is good to talk about because a lot of people are saying the Browns are looking at a running back with one of their top two picks. Do you want the Browns to take a running back in the first round? That's our Ohio Business Machine hot topic of the day. Do you want Gurley or Gordon? Let us know. And if they do take a running back, what does that say about how the team feels about Terrence West? I think that would be certainly something to talk about. We'll do that today. Also, we'll talk about the Cavs. I mean, yesterday's game was obviously the injury to Kevin Love. That was a wretched move. Mitch Kramer needs to, we need mean Ben Affleck to come back and get his paddle and take it to Mitch Kramer's backside. Kevin Love hurt. They're saying, what, 2 weeks?
At least 2 weeks.
At least 2 weeks, which could take him to game four of the Bulls series.
Right.
J.R. Smith could be suspended.
Multiple games. 2 to 3 games.
That's what they're saying?
Yes. More than one.
That's ridiculous.
Dude, it was a closed fist karate move. So, I mean, watch it in slow-mo on a vine, and that dude's face looks like he gets blasted by Tyson.
I mean, that's ridiculous. So the Cavs could be without two starters. I like Kendrick Perkins came in and did his job very effectively.
Absolutely. He's the enforcer. You got to love that. The one thing that I'd like to say when it comes to all this.
The refs are to blame.
They are in some cases, yes. But I love that the Cleveland Cavaliers, which in some cases, because it's a star-studded roster, did not back down from the Boston Celtics trying to be physical all series long. And then in this case, their last ditch effort to make it, you know, their own impact when it comes to not winning a basketball game, because they were not going to win this series. And in most cases, not win that basketball game. The Cleveland Cavaliers, when in some cases, you know, stars are prima donnas, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers also flex their muscles. And also a report that I read, and I forget the source, was the fact that at halftime, it was overheard that the Cleveland Cavaliers players were talking about getting their revenge on the injury that happened to Kevin Love, and we saw that definitely in the second half.
We did, and the referees lost control of that game. It got completely bananas, but what bothers me now is that in the one series where you need to be at full strength, this is the biggest series they're going to have, is this one with the Bulls. The Cavs are not going to be at full strength. You're likely not going to have Love for a part of it. You're not going to have J.R. Smith for a part of it. I think it is going to be really, really difficult, but I am reminded of the fact that when the Heat won one of their titles that year, they didn't have Chris Bosh for a lot of that playoff run.
Yeah, they had an abdominal strain.
Right.
He was out a significant. And that's where, right now, the guys, I think LeBron's got to step up now and become, you know, he's always been the leader. He's always been
Kyrie.
The dominant force. Kyrie's got to, you know, step up and be the, and then also, too, the guy that's got to step up the most is the guy who Jason Gibbs believes is the third best player on this team is Tristan Thompson. He'll probably see a significant role, a number of minutes in place of Kevin Love, and he's going to be able to have to do it, continue to play defense, you know, whether it's matched up on Gasol or Taj Gibson. But then also, too, he's got to be a scorer down low. He's got to be an enforcer down low for us. So, and then also, too, J.R. Smith's going to miss time. Who's going to be? James Jones? Miller? You know, who's going to see those minutes?
We will see. It is going to be a very, 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 very interesting stretch for the Cavaliers here. And we'll see what happens. And somebody on Twitter said, Justin Hostetler said, so the Browns looking at obtaining Kendrick Perkins services. He probably would help the run defense if it's an attitude.
I could watch that screen that he said on Crowder 100 times over.
And it was great.
It never gets old.
Yes, it was great. I just think, you know, the Celtics were mugging them all series long. And I think the referees at some point got to take control of the game.
They definitely do. At some point, it wasn't basketball anymore.
They
didn't care about putting the ball in the hoop. They cared about just banging and pushing and, you know, and doing everything they could. And like I said, that Olnik, he's trying to say that it was not on purpose. And there is absolutely no way that extra oomph that he did at the end, like a finishing
move. He had it wrenched. It was like an arm bar.
That was straight
out of the WWE.
You can get tangled and wrenched a lot in a basketball game, but that extra that extra torque at the end and then him to throw his hands up in the air like he did nothing is the worst acting move ever in all of NBA basketball, and he too should be suspended to start next season.
I mean, to me, yeah, he should be. Absolutely, he should be. And this guy, it was Bush League, as Kevin Love said. It was J.R. Smith smacked Crowder. They obviously did not like Crowder at all because Perkins took a shot at him as well. Just ridiculous. And J.R. Smith wasn't even looking at him. His arm was swinging backwards. I mean, if we're going to call it a closest karate move, J.R. Smith is not a man to be trifled with then.
No,
it was
a
pretty impressive move.
It was very much impressive. And he didn't. I mean, it just happened to hit him in the face. It could have caught air. You know, could have caught him in his neck, could have caught him in his shoulder. It just happened to catch him right in his jaw.
It does. I love the fact that Perkins is on this team. And I think you almost need to go out there. You feel out the Chicago series. You see how it's going. But if anything remotely interesting happens, you have Kendrick Perkins go out there and just go ahead and lock Derrick Rose in the figure four and see what happens.
Here's
see how that knee holds up.
Kendrick Perkins, to me, is obviously the enforcer, but also even more so, he's 4 rebounds and 6 fouls to me. That's it.
That's fine. He's got 6. It's great. Tough, though. It's going to be tough against the Bulls without Kevin Love.
We'll be okay.
I think they will. Amon Shumpert's going to be able to step in. I think he's going to play
for
well.
Sure.
And I think that's good.
Shump's a baller.
He is a baller. And Tristan Thompson is playing very well.
Yes,
it just hurts your depth.
Right. And also, more so than anything, and that's why...
Those are your two key bench guys.
You know, as I walked over to Kevin Jones and Andrew Gribble to discuss, you know, quickly, you know, his... Kevin Jones, Washington Wizards, sweeping the Raptors. We talked about Love here for a quick second. And, you know, even if he does come back and he's not 100%, the threat that he brings of having to play in the perimeter as opposed to Tristan Thompson being much more of a post player, he clogs up the middle that Kyrie and LeBron love to play in, you know, whereas Love can play inside and out.
Right, and can shoot the three, stretch the floor. So it's going to be tough for the Cavs, but I think they're going to be able to overcome. They've got to. That's what we're going to have to do here in Cleveland. The Bulls, that series. Next man up. Shouldn't start until Saturday if the Bulls.
Saturday or Monday is what I've been told.
I hope Milwaukee goes into Chicago and steals one, and then
push it back to
Monday.
Best.
Yeah, buy as much time as you can for Kevin Love. Buy as much time as you can. The draft is this week again. What do you guys want to do here in the first round? We're talking about that. A lot of rumors that the Browns are heavily targeting both Todd Gurley and or Melvin Gordon in the first round. Do you want that? Is that what you guys want? Do you want a running back? What does that mean for Terrence West? Because it seems to me, if you're watching Instagram, not only does Terrence West like to sing a lot while he's driving around his car, but he's working out quite a bit and seems to be in fantastic condition and seems to be taking this offseason very, very seriously.
He definitely is, and he's ready, and he knows that there's an open competition at running back. And as we can sit here and talk to Crow or talk to T. West, you know, both of them going over 1,000 yards would be amazing. It'd be absolutely amazing. But is it realistic? Probably not. One of these guys is going to be get, you know, 66% of those reps, and the other guy is going to get about a third of those. You can't split it down the middle, 50-50. So Terrence West wants to be the guy. But also, too, we have, you know, we'll hear from Crow later on today talking that very same talk. He wants to be the guy.
Yep.
You know, he wants to run for 1,000 yards. He wants to have 10 touchdowns. He has expectations for himself. And right now, Terrence West may, in fact, be in his way from accomplishing that.
They are going to have to compete. That's what they're going to have to do. It's what it's all about, competition. That's what Ray Farmer wants to do, drive competition. Are they going to add another running back? Do you want another running back? 216-578-0850. Do you want that? Is that what you want? Let us know. All right, some news from around the NFL. Washington Redskins exercised the fifth-year option on RG3. No surprise there as far as I'm concerned. Of course, you lock him in there. Also, the deadline for Tashaun Gibson has come and gone. No one signed him to an offer sheet. So Tashaun Gibson is a Cleveland Brown. He can either sign his restricted free agent tender, negotiate a long-term deal, but he's playing for the Browns this year, and we'll just find out if it'll be the first year of a long-term deal or if it'll be on that roughly $3.5 million second-round restricted free agent tender.
And,
but
and
nobody signed him.
Exactly, and you laid it out all last week, you know, when Gibbs talking about, you know, whether it was, you know, after further review or, you know, fact or fiction, or how worried we were about Tashaun Gibson not being here for workouts in week one of phase one in the National Football League's offseason program. And you and I, you were 0 and I was 3, you know, because of the likelihood of him getting an offer that late in the game was between slim and none. Well, that has now come and passed. So all of you who are worried about that, Tashaun Gibson will be in a Browns uniform, either with a one-year deal for $3 million+ or on a new long-term deal, and he'll be year one of that deal with, you know, whatever portion of guaranteed money and a small salary, I'm sure, to kind of balance out that big chunk of money he'll get guaranteed.
Yes, and he will. It'll happen for Tashaun Gibson. Hopefully the Browns and he can agree on the value there, and you can lock down another one of the young studs on this Cleveland Browns team. 216-578-0850. That is the way to talk to us here in draft week. What do you want to see happen? Do you want, that's again, our hot topic from Ohio Business Machines today. The hot topic, a running back in the first round. You know my rule. You never take a running back in the first round. Ray Farmer disagrees with that. I don't disagree with it because it's my rule. What do you think? Let us know. 216-578-0850. That's the way to get aboard here. You can tweet the show at Browns_daily, at Nathan Zagura, at MattWilhelm35. And we will get to that when we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard.